as fame reports, a young duke kept to court. He's pleased himself with his frolicsome sport. He's found a poor tinker drunk on the ground, in such a deep sleep he's heard not a sound. He said to his men, Richard, William and Ben, we'll away to my palace and we'll sport with him then. He was carefully carried to the palace so grand, none would compare in all of this land. Had not a care. They washed out his body, his face and his hair. They put on a nightgown of bright crimson red and left him to sleep in the duke's golden bed. In the morning when day then admiring he lay, to see the rich chamber both gaudy and gay. He looked all around him and he was so amazed and admired how he to this honor was raised. He seemed somewhat moved, so he chose a rich suit, which he straightway put on without longer dispute. From a place of convenience, the duke his good grace observed the man in every case. A fine dinner was dressed both for him and his guest. He was placed at the table above all the rest. He had wine, he had brandy, and soon he did snore. He was seven times drunker than ever before. Should strip him again, restore him to a tinker and to ever remain. Again he was carried to the side of the road, back once again where he first found alone. He slept all the night, as indeed he well might. When he did awaken, his joys took their flight. All the power and glory, so pleasant it seemed, he thought it to be but a mere golden dream. As fame reports, a young duke kept a court. He's pleased himself with his frolics and sport. He's found a